right, about 23 before the hour in News Talk 94.3, WRHI, FM 100.1 and AM 1340. Gosh, we're all over the dial. Yep. All right, let's talk about this next.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees. I need pie.
Strong
your love
from Hitsville, USA, part of the Motown sound, and that's Money, That's What I Want. It's 23 before the hour, and really, we've talked about this so many times before, and we've had this gentleman here to talk to us about it. It's not what you got, it's what you do with it that really makes the difference.
That's exactly right, and we're talking about knowing your dough with David Casey from First Family,
Family Trust.
It was going so good till there, wasn't it?
I know.
It was just going rolling. You were really smooth.
My thing came up at FCU.
It's a Wednesday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yes. Good morning, David
Casey. Good morning.
Thanks
How's
for coming
everybody?
In. Really
well,
good.
Thanks for having me in, Freddie.
Did you have a nice holiday?
We had a wonderful holiday. Everything was wonderful. Spent time with family and friends.
Good.
And went down and hit out at the coast a little bit and watched some football.
I like
too much.
Feeling.
Just the, you know, the normal things.
Well, this won't be that tough of a weekend for you because will everybody pull for the Tigers since we have no.
We have half the household pulling for the Tigers and the other half just kind of watching.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
You've got one child that goes to USC and one child.
Well,
that goes to Clemson.
Both graduated. Thank goodness.
You had one child that was at USC.
One was at Clemson. One was at University of South Carolina. Correct.
So now the family's eating together again at the table.
They are sort of.
Okay.
We have to watch the rolls. Occasionally they'll fly across the room.
You have to watch your colors.
All right. Know your dough. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Know your dough.
Is this an annual event?
Well, we've been doing educational outreach programs for, gosh knows, 3-4 years in a real consistent fashion. We've really felt strongly about this year because it is our 60th anniversary year.
Oh, nice.
Drum roll, please.
Thank you.
Yeah. We officially, I think the official date is in February, but yes, we celebrate our 60th anniversary. And going back to really the basics of our mission and our roots with Family Trust, it's always been about education. It's always been about making sure that we help the people of York County achieve financial success.
Okay.
And that's part of our mission going out in this first quarter. We've got a really robust schedule of classes coming up. The first one is next Tuesday, and we've geared the Know Your Dough classes in the evening to all fall on the second Tuesday of each month.
That's very organized.
So the 10th of January, we're going to have budgeting into retirement. And we're going to talk about a lot of neat things that I think help people transition into that next phase of their life, because there is a feeling of uncertainty when you reach the end of that of the race, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have enough money? Am I going to be prepared for a long-term care illness? Am I going to be prepared for, you know, do I need to take Social Security now, or can I defer and actually give myself an 8% raise?
Well, you need to ask those questions, certainly, because
that's
there's several
the kind
things
of
you
things.
Can do. To change things.
Absolutely. And those are the things that we're going to look at. Matt Griffin is going to be doing the class. He does a fabulous job, and participants will actually walk out with a means for calculating where they are and if they're there yet, and if not, at least a strategy of how to get there.
Will he dumb it down so that radio people will be understanding?
Yes.
Oh, really?
That's the beauty. That is the beauty.
I'm in.
That is the beauty of Matt's presentation. I've seen this presentation 3 or 4 times, and every time I watch it, I walk away with a whole new concept and an idea for me personally. And I'm not there yet, but I'm still thinking about it.
Do you think our banking facilities, our financial institutions, Family Trust, do you think as people come in and do your services with them, do they not know that you got all these things, the resources that are available to you, that y'all are there, that we want to help you with this and not just take your money and put it in an account? You know?
We hope so. We hope that we're slowly making the difference in people's lives, and we're helping them understand the difference between a credit union and a normal financial institution.
Well, I had some questions.
And that's a real big difference.
I talked with your customer service people at one point, and I feel that you're working through a transition as far as online banking and different things that you've created and have different programs.
It's constantly updating these things.
And so there's all kinds of new things, and you get that confidence from your customer service people that let you know, hey, they call me back an hour later, like, hey, we want to let you know about this stuff. I know. And so you get this almost a friend informing you about your money. And I think that's what the Know Your Dough is really about.
I've become Manning's personal banker. So.
I'm sure. You're getting calls on New Year's Day.
Yeah. Why is it my card working? Or what's wrong with this?
Can I change my PIN?
But we take care of him.
That's wonderful. This is, if someone wants to be a part of this program, is it required to be a member?
It's open to the general public, and we encourage people who are not members of Family Trust to come out and take part in these things.
This ain't a sales job, though. You're not trying to get people to come.
Not at all. Yeah. It's all about giving people the proper education, because we know if we do the right thing and help people, the light's going to come on, and they're going to say, wow, these guys are okay.
Exactly.
I want to bring my whole relationship over to them.
Dim over here, but it went on.
It did.
It's sort of flash.
I see the bulb burning brightly up there above Freddie's head.
There's a beautiful facility that you have over there on West White Street.
We do, and that's where we're going to be holding these classes. We're going to be holding them in the Lee C. Gardner Jr. community room.
I saw him.
It's just been renamed. Yes, our former CEO. He retired at the end of the year, and God bless his soul. He is he's going on to a new chapter in his life, and he's been just incredibly. He's been detrimental to the whole success of Family Trust for over 37 years.
I can't begin
to say enough kind words about, you know, what he brings to the table and what he's done for Family Trust. But we're going to be holding these educational events in the new Lee C. Gardner Community Room from 6 until 7:30. It's an hour and a half out of your evening. Come by, learn some things, then go out to eat afterwards. And the first one is going
to
be
budgeting
into retirement. The second one's going to be February the 14th, and that's going to be
a date night.
That is a date night. That's Valentine's, of course. It's going to be estate planning basics. Mitch Payne, who's a elder law attorney here in Rock Hill,
I love
does
you, honey,
a fabulous job.
Nothing says amore better than estate planning.
You know,
I gotta tell you.
That's right.
Yes.
Have a little estate planning education, and then go out for
usually
Valentine's Day dinner.
Yeah.
Chocolate-covered strawberries and estate planning.
Couple of decimal points, and boy, she's like, honey.
And then we'll round out in March with the basics of transitioning into Medicare. There's a lot of moving parts with understanding that phase of your life. Understanding Medicare supplements, understanding Medicare A and Part B and Part D with prescription drug plans. So that's another great class. It's been well attended in the past. But I'm also throw in an extra class. This is like the Ginzu knives.
Bonus! Wait
no
before
shipping.
You answer. There's more!
No
on
shipping.
Saturday, the 25th of February, we're going to host during the morning hours at our old operations center on Dave La Boulevard a first-time home buying class.
Okay.
This is a great idea.
It's critical for people who are just embarking, and it really doesn't necessarily mean first-time home buying. It could be home buying and you haven't bought a home in a while. Because if you haven't bought a home in a while, you need to know what's happened, the changes that have occurred. Lots of mandated changes have come down out of Washington. Our folks are going to be on hand. Our mortgage department experts are going to be on hand. They're going to be doing pre-qualifications right there on the spot.
Which is a great thing to do, so you're not looking at too much house, so you can go out there and
get
pre-qualified.
So when you leave, you can get with a realtor and be assured that you're going to be heading down the right path.
What's the date again for that one in February?
The 25th. It's a Saturday.
Okay.
Last Saturday of the month.
And is that at like a 10 a.m.?
Yeah, I think it's 10 a.m. It's you can go on to Family Trust website, www.familytrust.org. And if you go to our website,
Advice and Education
tab,
you can
go underneath the Advice and Education tab, workshops and events, and you can sign up for all of them.
Workshops and events.
And so we're going to end up, I'm optimistic, by the end of the day, we'll have actually a nice little flag on the homepage that'll navigate you, a portal that will
take
you
straight
there.
Click here for
Wouldn't
Family
that be
Trust
wonderful?
Federal Credit Union classes.
But we've got a lot going on, and it's exciting. This is going to be an exciting year. We have a brand new CEO coming on board. She starts the middle of this month, Penny Pratt. We're excited to have her on our team and leading the team. Wonderful times ahead. We've got just a whole list of things that we've got on our plate that I'm not going to go down and list all of them yet, because I think it's going to be a reason to come back and talk more.
I'm sure it's encouraging as we have the climate changing around here as far as savings and things, and hopefully everything's going in the right direction. And yes. I'm sure as a banker that makes you feel good.
It does. It does. We're seeing the transition, especially on the federal level. I think we're seeing a positive transition in Washington, that we may get some things adjusted that need to be tweaked.
Mm-hmm. That you've been probably hoping for a while.
There was a lot of knee-jerk reaction after the downturn in 08-09, and I think some of that needs to be brought back to the center, and hopefully that will translate into freeing up regulatory burden that's unnecessary for financial institutions, not just credit unions, but financial institutions in general.
We all want to sort of fix our money.
Absolutely. We want it to be right.
Yes, and feel secure.
Absolutely. So
I'm into everything y'all say. Ditto. I agree 100%. Exactly. It's it's been tough on us since 08 or something like this, and then the healthcare situation.
Yeah, we've sort of been digging ourselves out of holes.
It seems like I live for healthcare these days. That's really hit me.
Everybody does. You're not alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the good news is, this is again, it's going to be our beginning celebration of our 60th anniversary being in Rock Hill. Really being the only home-based financial institution.
When will
Rock
be
Hill.
The party? When will there be a big party?
We'll have our annual meeting on the March the 20th. It's a Tuesday, the 29th, 28th. I don't have my calendar in front of me.
28th.
Yeah. Yes. And there'll be more news on the. You'll see it coming up. Our annual meeting will be a very nice event, but there's going to be other opportunities for. People to learn more about Family Trust and what we really are all about.
So you really will have a 60th celebration
whole year. Yes, it's going to be the entire year. Fantastic. We want to tie it to a social responsibility theme, and we've got a lot of wonderful, fun things to announce as we go through the whole year.
Well, the Knowledge Park area and everything that you're down there.
Absolutely.
It's just beautiful, and the work that
you've done. Again, it ties back to what we've done for the last 60 years in Rock Hill, and that's giving back to the community, making sure that we're there for not only our members, but to encourage those who are not our members to understand the value of bringing their relationship to us, that we can really help them.
Well, go online to familytrust.org and sign up for the workshops and events. It's Know Your Dough beginning January 10th.
Next Tuesday.
Budgeting into retirement. Doesn't necessarily have to be an older person. You can be 25 and learn about this.
Absolutely. And
if
you've got an aging parent that's reaching retirement that may be a little unsure or a little uncertain, it's always good to have multi-generations there present.
Excellent.
Encourage that big time.
Well, tell your friends and family.
You can tell he's got kids.
Hey.
Multi-generational.
He's being nice to him because they're going to be picking out the place for us to go in a few years.
He's just happy his tuition payments are over.
Amen to that. You got to raise about
Still got to get one of them launched. You got to get launched.
David, always great to see you this morning.
Great seeing y'all. Thanks again for letting me come in, and we look forward to coming back again soon.
Anytime.
Thanks,
We're
David
happy to have Family Trust
We've
here.
Got the golf tournament coming up in May, too.
Let's go.
Hey.
Excellent.
All right. We're 11 till. It's News Talk 94.3 WRHI 100.1. Let's check traffic for the final time. Here's Freddie.
All right. Now we're still seeing a little bit of heavy traffic on 77 northbound around Carowinds Boulevard. Really just going to find your rampways a little bit busy. Had an earlier wreck around exit 88. Looking at your Fort Mill roadways, you're finding the school in session up there today, but really it's really getting better now. Rock Hill, you're going to find school in session tomorrow, so watch for bus traffic. But at this time, you're in pretty good shape on Celanese. No problems on Cherry Road. You're looking good as well heading through around Dave Lyle with no problems on the southbound side of 77. I'm Freddie Hammer. That's your WRHI traffic.